It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap him in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobodies. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I am getting tired of the fake moral outrage. Like, I really am tired of seeing the hypocrisy that goes on, especially the hypocrisy that's been surrounding this presidential election. Again, I don't support any fucking candidate. I don't know how much more clear to make this sound. I mean, to make this from Jill Stein to Hillary Clinton to Gary Johnson to Donald Trump, they're not even fit to be a city councilman. How Hillary has gotten so far is only because she's part of the whole good old boy system. The fact that people only support him or support her because of what she has betwixt her legs is fucking stupid. The fact is, all the shit that she's done, all the favors that have been pulled for her, she should be on trial right now. The fact that they gave everyone involved in that whole email scandal immunity, so that way they didn't have to testify against her. I mean, the fact of the matter is, the only reason why they weren't going to charge her is because they said that they couldn't prove intent. No, you couldn't prove intent because everyone's surrounded by this. You gave immunity, so you couldn't. It would be like you're at a murder scene, and you have all the evidence in front of you, and you just turn on a hose and wash it all away. Oh well, you know, we can't prove anything because we just flushed down all the evidence. And I mean, she has a history. She has a proven history. And you know what? You know, as much as they like to dig up Trump's past, I mean, come on, Trump, dude, really? Unfit. I wanna give a shout out to Isabello Pascual. What's up? How you doing? I'm actually doing this show from my cell phone. I'm actually live doing it from my cell phone because, see, as a Virgo, I like to keep everything nice and clean. And, in hindsight, in the future, I'm just going to buy those special wipes for, electronics. Because I bought the spray, which is for cleaning electronics, and I think I put too much spray on a paper towel to wipe down my keyboard, and I accidentally fucked up my keyboard. So now I have to like have my computer dry, my keyboard drying right now, and hopefully everything hope everything works. So back to the subject here. Like, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but over the weekend, it was revealed that 10 years ago, Trump said some shit. He said women let him do shit. Women let him do shit. Because he's famous. Okay. I didn't hear anything about him saying, let's rape some chicks. And, you know, of course, now there are women, unknown women, coming out of the woodwork saying he did shit. Years ago. I mean, this is the shit that I like, and I know I'm going to catch shit for it, but I don't give a fuck anymore. It's, how are you going to get raped or get hurt by someone and then wait 30 years to say some shit? Like, and then you expect people to believe you. Like, and a lot of people believe them because, oh well, I don't like him as a person, so yeah, he definitely is a rapist, which is fucking ridiculous. Again, not a Trump supporter. I think he's an idiot. I posted on Facebook how I wish Ron Paul was running again. Ron Paul wouldn't have put up with Hillary's shit. Ron Paul would have fucking smacked Hillary down, and no one could say shit because you know what? Ron Paul doesn't have no fucking scandals. Ron Paul has never said anything dumb. I mean, their video, the worst video I've ever seen of Ron Paul is when he was on the Morton Downey Jr. show and basically calling someone out saying, you want the government to pay for you being fat or some shit like that. But he's been fucking, Ron Paul's been consistent. Donald Trump is a clown. He is a clown. He's gotten rich by, I guess, shady practices. Okay, fine. This whole thing with the tax code, he even said it. I mean, honestly, I can't fault him when he said, you know, he didn't pay taxes because he was smart. I mean, the fact of the matter is, people are shitting on him, but hey, the laws are on the books. He used the laws that were on the books to not pay taxes. And now how many companies that we have here that are getting government handouts have not been paying taxes, which, hey, we are $19 trillion in debt. A little bit more in debt. We got companies making billions of dollars not paying fucking taxes. But since they have friends in the Democratic Party, it's all gravy. It's Gucci, as a kid said. And just because he said something 10 years ago, and honestly, I hate the fact that I'm defending Trump. Trump is atrocious. If anything, I would rather everyone that listens to the sound of my voice vote right in Ron Paul. Gary Johnson's a fucking joke. The fact of the matter is, I don't know what happened to the Libertarian Party. I mean, that's a whole different subject for another show, but it's just Jill Stein, I mean, the fact of the matter, she wants to focus on climate change. The fake freaking pseudoscience climate change where it was discovered that actually the Earth has gotten colder, that the polar ice caps are growing, and that there's like a period of change between whether the ice caps shrink and grow. It's like an ebb and flow. There are cycles.
Oh man.
But hey, oh mom, my feelings are hurt. Oh my goodness. The fact of the matter is no one's willing to question. And that's why Trump has to be like, yeah, but look what Bill Clinton did. Look what he did. I mean, Bill Clinton actually settled out of court for raping. So that way it wouldn't go to trial. He settled out of court. And apparently, allegedly, his son is coming forward now, his illegitimate son. It's like, come on, man. And then we have Hillary, not once but twice, laughing about a child victim getting raped, how she knew that her client. Like, look, I get it. Her job was to defend her client. But she knew that the dude was guilty. She did her job as a public defender. But she laughs about it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be like, she's a demon, like Alex Jones does. I mean, hell, I don't think she's a good person. I think she's very evil. But I also think Trump is very evil too. We are fucked as a society. But the reason why I'm doing this show is like this, the fake outrage to distract you from the issues, to distract you from what's really going on. Oh my God, he said that about women. First of all, no one is a fucking saint. I'm not a saint. You're not a saint. No one's a fucking saint. No one's fucking perfect. No one's fucking godlike. And especially when you got Miley Cyrus and all these others, like, oh my God, if you can't handle this, and women. The thing that pissed me off was last week, a fellow Boricua, Lin-Manuel Miranda on SNL, he's like, I'm with her. That bitch would screw over the island. Look what she did to Haiti. Like, how many, like, now, like, I mean, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they donated $15 million. I wonder how many white people are going to get rich now for Haiti. Because of Haiti getting destroyed again, which hey, the Red Cross only built like six. Like, I'm more offended than the fact that the Red Cross collected so much money and in all these years only built six houses that are probably gone now because of Hurricane Matthew. Like, I seriously wonder, but no, we're so worried about what somebody fucking said years ago. Years ago, we're so worried about what they fucking said. Like, we're so, like, honestly, and look, I get it. Trump is a freaking dictionary definition of creep. I mean, to look at a 10-year-old girl, it's like, oh, I'm probably going to date you in 10 years. Who the fuck says that? But, look, I totally get it. Grab him by the pussy. Please. How many fucking rap songs do you hear about from female rappers talking about pussy this, pussy that? Oh, so, like, what? Nah, so he's not allowed to say pussy? He's not allowed to say certain words? Like, I get it. Look, I also get Trump is activating real racists. Real racist. And you know what? Honestly, I wouldn't want anyone censored. I hate it when companies feel like they have to be fucking social justice warriors. I'm tired of places like Twitter silencing people who have different political points of view and calling it hate speech. It's lazy, it's stupid, it's un-American. I hate the fact that now things have been so polarized and people are so pseudo-intellectual that they don't do any fucking research. They just parrot whatever the fuck they hear. They don't do their own research. They don't do their own fact-checking. That's why I said alleged son's coming forward, because I don't believe that shit. I mean, I forgot the kid's name. He was on the Alex Jones show the other day. I forgot his name. Like, when I was listening to the interview on Alex Jones with Bill Clinton's alleged illegitimate son, I was, you know, he sounded like a blithering idiot. So I'm like, ugh. And the only reason why Alex had a mom was because it advances his fucking agenda. See, that's the whole fucking problem with this goddamn election. Everyone has a goddamn agenda, and no one's doing what's right. Ron Paul didn't have an agenda other than follow the Constitution. Shit would be better if you followed the Constitution. The rule book is there. And now freaking Putin is talking, you know, rattling the saber because he's getting fed up with this shit. And I don't fucking trust Putin either. He's an ex-KGB agent. Like, hello? Oh, you spoke bad about the government. Time to die. That was Putin. That was Putin's job. So it's like, oh, but he says I'm fake offended. Ugh. Like, hold on, let me see if I could go through Facebook right now and see if anyone said anything. Like, let's see what's. Oh man. Where is it? Really? Everyone has a fucking... The one time I'm looking for people who have, like, fucking... Oh, someone made a meme. Grab life by the pussy. Hey, the saying used to be grab life by the balls. Hey, you know? Equal opportunity. So... Yeah, it's like, can we? Can we like? God damn, you know when you have like so many thoughts in your head that they're all fighting for supremacy to like come out. Like, honestly, Hillary is fake as fuck. Trump is fake as fuck. Like, this whole election, we are...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fucked. We are completely fucked. Do you not understand this? Do you not understand how fucked we are? You know, it's like both of them are fucking criminals, to tell you the truth. So anyways, here's a meme. I hate ignorance because they don't pay taxes. Trump is a genius because he doesn't pay taxes. Honestly, you know what? If it's legal, if the laws are on the books and he was able to... And the fact of the matter is, he didn't pay taxes because he was able to write off losses. Something that we all can do. Hell, I'm trying to pay as little taxes as possible. Why? Because, A, I'm tired of, I'm tired of funding a country that is, like, I'm tired of my money going towards stupid-ass wars. I'm tired of my money going to pay for a fake, interest on the Federal Reserve for printing fake money. How's about we think about that? Afghanistan and Iraq. What the fuck did Iraq and Afghanistan have to do with 9/11? Oh, well, Osama bin Laden and the Taliban. Well, Osama bin Laden's dead. Why the fuck are we still in Afghanistan? Iraq. I thought Iraq was going to pay for its own reconstruction. With the oil? What? Remember hearing about that? No? We didn't find no fucking weapons of mass destruction? Okay? We killed Saddam Hussein? Okay. The fuck are we still doing in Iraq? It's almost 20 years we've been there. Honestly, 19 of the 15 19 hijackers were fucking from Saudi Arabia. We're not dropping bombs over them. Oh yeah, they tried to Obama tried to block U.S. citizens, victim family members of 9/11, to sue Saudi Arabia for their hand in it. Which I'm actually surprised that happened. I hope people start digging deeper and be like, hey, the U.S. had a hand in it too. Here are the people involved. Start freaking having public executions again for treason. I'm offended because he said he grabs him by the pussy. Okay. Everybody wants to, like, honestly, I don't know where the fuck Aleppo is. I mean, I know about it. I seen the fucking pictures. But if you ask me to point Aleppo on the map, I mean, and you know what? Before you shit on me, most of y'all did too. Most of y'all Googled where the fuck is Aleppo. I knew it was a place. Didn't know where the fuck where. I'm fake offended. I'm offended by pussy. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, honestly. It just really fucking irks me. And these are the same, and honestly, it's trendy to be offended at Trump. It's like, oh, well, Trump's bad. Yeah, Hillary's not even good either. Hillary is just as bad, if not worse. And not because she's a woman, because she's actually done shit. She's gotten people killed. Trump, if he really did sexually assault women, go to the cops. Have him arrested. Have him investigated. If this is true, he really shouldn't be. But all these these fake ass politicians that have probably been fucking young boys, all been a part of fucking. I mean, remember there was a DC madam. He's like, "Yo, you better leave me alone before I release the names." And some of y'all are in government right now, and they went. They laid off. I mean, and some of what Trump says is true, though. That's the funny thing. Some of the shit Trump says is true. And I think that's just to try to capture the people like me. But I want a true libertarian. Gary Johnson is not a true libertarian to me. Especially where he's like, okay, yeah, the government should have the power to force people to give their children vaccines. And I know this is cliche, but if vaccines work so well, how is your unvaccinated kid a danger for my vaccinated kid? Feel free in chat, in the chat room. Let me know if you're listening. Stevie, can you hear me? I don't know. I'm fake offended. Oh my goodness, I'm so offended by words. Wait a minute, I'm being a hypocrite because it's cool. Like, most people are probably not even offended by what he said. They just, like, it's cool to hate Trump. And it's not cool to hate Hillary because she has a pussy. Notice that's the only thing she got on him. Oh, because he says shit about women. He says stuff about women. Let's forget about what the fuck I did. You hate men. You hate men. Let's speak frankly. First of all, I bet this bitch wasn't taking care of her husband. Like, I don't care what anyone says. When you get married, there's a reason why it's called wifely duties. part of your job as a wife, part of the whole to love and to hold, that whole the wedding oath, your husband has needs. And if you're married, you should be a whore or a slut for your husband. If your husband needs a blowjob, give him some. If he's had a hard day at work, he wants pussy, give him some. Because if you're in a fucking sexless marriage, like honestly, like, I can only imagine you feel like you're unloved, you're unappreciated, because your wife is like constantly shutting you down, shutting you down, shutting you down. It's like, what the fuck? Like, men have needs, and the thing is, it's so fucking, we're shamed for having urges. And when we seek out the comfort of our wives, it's like, oh, well, you know, he's a fucking pig. Let's just deny him. Oh, I'm tired. I'm this. I'm that. Money bet if you need him to do his husbandly duties, like fix shit or do whatever men do in a marriage. If he was like, oh, honey, I'm too tired to do this, you look at him like he a piece of shit. But we can't do that with women. Even when we marry them, if we get pissed off, they won't sleep with us. It's like, oh, we're pigs. Or maybe because you don't fuck good. Well, maybe fucking open your mouth and let me know what you like, so that way I could help. We could come together, stupid. Come together right now over me. I don't know where the fuck that came from. But seriously, obviously Hillary wasn't taking care of it at home. And Bill had to go get it elsewhere. And then he had to lie about it. And he had to rape a bunch of women. And you had to fucking... You know, honestly, if Hillary was doing her job as a wife and taking care of Bill, I'm pretty sure there wouldn't be any rape. He would have been fucking nice and calm. God, that's... like. And yes, I'm blaming Hillary for Bill raping. Bill still has that fucking sick demonic urge to rape in him. But you think he would have been raping chicks? And he settled out of court. Like, you think Jennifer Flowers would have caught it if Hillary was fucking slobbing on his dick? Like doing fucking giving him a moniker? Shit. Honestly, if I get married, I want my wife to be a slut for me, because I'm going to be a slut for her. I want my wife to be underneath the fucking, the desk, blowing me. I want to have a wife where she's going to be my best friend, my lover, where we're going to be doing some freaky shit. The only woman, like, honestly, one woman for the rest of my life who I'm going to be loyal to, who I'm going to be insane with, and by insane, I mean, like, just crazy over, and have all that freaky sex. Yes, with my wife. I want a woman who I'm gonna take care of, who I'm gonna do everything for. I want her to be just as devoted to me as I would be to her. But you know how horrible it feels to a guy where you keep getting shut down? It's like, no, I don't feel like you get every fucking dumb excuse under the stars, and then you get fucking shamed. It's like, oh my god, you're an animal. All you want to do is have sex. Yeah, well, shit, I married you. I have urges. I have needs. It's like, Jesus. Because if that's the case, then what's the point of marriage? Because if that's what marriage is, hell, I can fucking not get sex on my own and freaking save some money. You know what I mean? And if a guy's making you unhappy, ooh, that's about you say some shit. But, right. Oh my goodness, you said I'm offended. Shut up, you're not offended. It's just these fake pseudo-intellectuals that want to feel fucking important, that want to be part of the cool class. Oh, I'm with the cool kids. Oh, you hate Trump? Oh, I hate Trump too. Oh, yeah, I'm with her. Are you with her? Yay, yay, yes. Let's jerk each other off. Cool though. Wait, honestly? I'm with her. Here's an idea. How's about you do some research? Learn what the fuck is going on in this country? Like, honestly, if you do your research and you find real reasons not to like Trump, I will have more respect for you. But anyone that does their research will, like, really, Hillary? Really, Hill? Really? Really? But you still have all these fucking people making excuses. You have Trump freaking empowering the freaking racist bigots. But fine, you know what? I'm not even like, all right, you don't like me. All right, fine. You're an idiot. And like I freaking said in the point I was trying to make in the last podcast, the president has no real power. All those fucking promises, he's going to have to propose them to Congress, and they're going to have to do some shit about it. He can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to demand that they lower taxes. He has to fucking take that to Congress. Oh, I'm going to build a wall. Oh, okay. You're going to have to ask Congress permission. Oh, I'm going to raise tariffs on foreign goods to pay for the shit. No, you can't just do that. Hillary, I'm just gonna, oh god, I forgot a lot of the shit. But oh, I'm gonna do something about women, women's issues and all these other issues. No, bitch, you're gonna have to go to Congress. You can't just do whatever the fuck you want. And that's the fucking real point. You're making all these goddamn promises, you can't do shit. Because that's what it says in the Constitution. The powers of the president. Do your own fucking research. I was like, oh my god, I'm so scared of Trump. I'm afraid of Hillary, this, that. They can't do shit. The only thing Trump and Hillary could do, which they are not going to do, is say, as commander-in-chief, war's over. Everyone, pack your shit, come back. Which is what they really should do, but they won't. Got people fighting over each other, fighting with each other. Americans fighting against other Americans because you don't believe the same thing. I bet some people got fired. Oh, you're voting for Trump? You're fired. Get out of here. Oh, you see what I did there? Oh, you're voting for Hillary? Oh, you're fired. Get out of here. Yeah. You know, mind you, though, I did order a Hillary for Prison t-shirt. I should be getting it tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be able to pick it up from the laundromat because I have all my packages sent to the laundromat because I'm getting tired, my shit getting tired of fucking whoever's over here stealing my shit. So I have it, like, sent to the laundromat around the corner from me. But yeah. Anyways, I think that's all I got. I mean, stop being fucking offended. Do your own fucking research. That's all I can say. Do your own damn research. Whether you like someone or not, do your research so you can have a more informed decision. Like, don't just listen to what MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, fucking, what's the other one? I know there's another one for some reason. Al Jazeera. Like, don't just listen. Don't just take their fucking word for anything. Do your own research. If your own morality. If your own morality, it says, okay, I'm going to vote for Trump, or I'm going to vote for Hillary, fine, whatever. But at least do your own research. We only got, like, what, 3 weeks to the election? And in the words of Loose Change, ask questions, demand answers. Well, that's all I got for tonight. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Please feel free to subscribe on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes Podcast, or just search for the Crotch Out Radio Show and see where we're at and where I'm at, and subscribe and download all for free. You can also follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/LouisBComedy. Follow me on Twitter at LouisB1. Snapchat, LouisB1. Vine, LouisB1. And Instagram, instagram.com/LouisB1. So, as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
And that's the end of my show, Donk.